Welcome back to the second podcast of Cricket, the World Game. I'm your host, Matthew from Cricket React. At the time of writing this podcast, Darcy Short has just scored a record-breaking 257 for WA against Queensland in the one-day JLT Cup. Additionally, yesterday, Justin Langer picked his 11-man squad for the first UAE Tour match on Saturday the 29th. So, today we will be looking at Darcy Short's innings and the upcoming UAE squad. Coming in at 1 for 19 at the dismissal of Josh Inglis, Darcy Short quickly asserted his authority, hitting Queensland's Mark Steckerty for two consecutive fours at the start of the fourth over. He then quickly raced to 100, bringing up the ton from just 83 balls. Queensland's worries were not over yet, as in just another 45 deliveries, Short brought up his double century. After bringing up his 200, Short joined fellow left-handers Ben Dunk, Travis Head and Philip Hughes in scoring a one-day double ton on Aussie soil. Short then continued to 257, where he was then stumped off Matt Kuhneman's bowling. This monstrous innings, amounted off only 148 deliveries, was the highest score in one-day cricket on Australian soil, passing Ben Dunk's previous high score of 229 not out. I was watching this innings live, and it was very entertaining. Although I was annoyed that my Queenslanders were being dispatched everywhere, Short's innings demonstrated the rewards of aggressive batting. Short's innings consisted of 15 fours and 23 sixes. This meant that his boundaries amounted to 198 out of his total 257 runs. Although this means that his boundaries consisted of 77% of his runs, this just emphasises his exceptional gap hitting ability. Overall, Short's innings was monumental and one that you should definitely watch if you get the time, and the innings that you are watching right now if you're listening on YouTube. I have uploaded this innings as a video to this podcast on YouTube, so if you want to watch, click on the video on my channel. There's a link in the podcast description titled Second Podcast. Now, onto the Australian squad. A few weeks ago, right before heading to the UAE, Australia announced their 15-man squad that were to play two tests and three T20s against Pakistan. This squad consisted of five players from Queensland. The squad was as follows. Tim Payne as captain, Ashton Agar, Brendan Doggett, Aaron Finch, Travis Head, John Holland, Usman Khawaja, Manus Labuschagne, also known as Loose Bus Change, Nathan Lyon, the Marsh Brothers, Michael Neeser, Matt Renshaw, Peter Siddle, and Mitchell Starc. Yesterday, the 11-man squad was announced for the tour game against Pakistan A this Saturday, the 29th. This team is the same squad as I just read out, except for the omission of Agar, Labuschagne, Siddle, and Doggett. I would have liked to see Labuschagne given a crack, but hopefully he will get a game later in the tour. The batting order that Langer goes with should be interesting, with many batsmen willing to debut. As stated by Lewis Cameron on cricket.com.au, quote, Aaron Finch is expected to open the batting alongside Matthew Renshaw, end quote. Additionally, Cameron wrote that Finch appears most likely to make his test debut in the first test match on October the 7th. This team, although relatively inexperienced, should provide a tough challenge for Pakistan A. In regards to captaincy, Tim Payne will be captain, with Mitch Marsh serving as vice. Although Josh Hazlewood is missing the UAE trip due to injury, he will also join Marsh in dual vice captaincy throughout the Australian summer. Overall, Australia's squad for this UAE trip is promising, giving golden opportunities to many young upcoming stars. This is where we're going to leave it for today's podcast. If you enjoyed, please feel free to leave a review and rating on iTunes, or a like and comment if you are listening on YouTube. I'm currently working on getting this podcast up and running on Spotify as well. In the description for this podcast, as well as the links to the YouTube channel, I've also put a link to my cricket coaching. My coaching provides young cricketers with the elite training they need to go to the next level. For just $5 an hour, you can fully immerse in two-on-one private coaching. In regards to the two-on-one, I actually work with my friend on this. So him and I are the coaches, and then So it's pretty much a one-on-one training session, except it's me and my friend as coaches. For more information about my coaching, head to my website. The link is in the description of this podcast. Also, if you have any ideas for future episodes or any questions, feel free to leave a comment on the YouTube video. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.